Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get our friend Lisa Hansen on. She's a business owner in the state of Minnesota that has taken it to the face of the tyrants and lawfully standing her ground. And that's the best place in the world to be, friends. So we're going to have her on in about 8 or 9 minutes here. And then we'll take it through the rest of the show. We got 4 segments, as you well know. They call it the fastest hour on radio. So if that's the case, we better get to it. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com to see the fruit in our basket. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to the top of the page. You will see SOL Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe onto our live feed over on Rumble. You can see right now, friends, this has been the lowest traffic we have ever had on just one social media platform called Facebook. Heavy censorship. Again, we're doing this for the very purpose of recording for our attorneys. It's incredible, friends. Remember what George Washington rightly said. If they can take away your freedom of speech, you will be as a sheep led to the slaughter. This attack on me, this attack on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Tim Brown's morning show is on you. You must understand that. It cannot be violated, friends. It must be restored fully. And when you have 767,000 friends on your Facebook and you have 64 people allowed to be on that Facebook or less than 200, you know you're up against tyranny, and tyranny we are dealing with on a nationwide and a global basis. Now, I just want to say this really quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms on the right side of the page. Go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. As well, friends, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5. Now, when we, the people, lost control of our presidents, congressmen, senators, judges, and other tax-consuming public servants, right? We got to lay the charge to the guilty party, the American people, who are the government and the responsible party before God and man. They became unruly, careless, lazy, irresponsible, arrogant, rebellious, wasteful, inefficient, obnoxious, domineering, abrasive, violent, malicious, unfaithful, unpatriotic, abusive, inept, incompetent, dishonest, deceitful, spiteful, repulsive, diabolical, disrespectful, counterproductive, vicious, parasitic, shameless, contemptible, villainous, tricky, unstable, Oh, my goodness. Crude, harsh, callous, infernal, dangerous, uncooperative, unresponsive, corrupt, lawless, dictatorial, expensive. And they wonder why the American people and why people on a global basis are up in arms right now, friends. I want to tell you why. Here, let me do this real quick. I'm going to tee it up for our friend Lisa Hansen, who's going to be on in just a couple of minutes. Most people have not seen this, but I want you to see it for yourself because it's what's important right now. And this is the information, once again, that they want to withhold from the American people that we are, in fact, going to give you even now.
Kevin Stillwagon.
Check this out.
Stillwagon, if you'll state your name and address for the record, you have 3 minutes, sir. Thank you.
Teeing it up for Lisa Hansen, our guest.
My name is Dr. Kevin Stillwagon. My address is 205 Dolphin Point, Clearwater Beach, Florida. I am a property owner and a taxpayer in Orange County. You are making some really bad decisions based on fear of a virus that has about a 99% survival rate for most of us. That is unsubstantiated fear. So let me give you a couple of things to truly be fearful about. That mask that you keep insisting that people wear decreases the amount of oxygen in your lung tissue. We now know that this virus uses something called a furin cleavage site to merge with your lung tissue to infect you. And it works better with decreased oxygen. And peer-reviewed research clearly shows that wearing a mask increases your chances of developing an upper respiratory infection 13 times more than a person not wearing a mask. So I would stop wearing a mask immediately if I were you. Secondly, this shot that you insist on people getting gives you absolutely no protection against infection. It is the innate immune system that protects you from infection by using dendritic cells, T cells, and natural killer cells without antibodies ever becoming involved. This shot has one goal, and that goal is to make antibodies. These antibodies circulate inside of you and cannot prevent an infection. They can only react to something that has already gotten inside of you. They cannot keep something out. The shot decreases the ability of your innate immune system to keep viruses out by 60%, and a booster shot will reduce it even more. Even worse, the antibodies that are created by this shot,
that's right,
can no longer neutralize variants and actually enhance the virus ability to infect you.
Yeah.
It should be painfully obvious to you by now that fully vaccinated people are getting sick. And this will continue to get worse if you keep trying to jab people while a virus is trying to spread. The variants are emerging from the vaccinated population.
Did you hear that, friends?
This so-called vaccine is still being administered on what's called an emergency use authorization. It is not FDA approved. The FDA approved a biological licensing application for a product called Comirnaty. The application was approved, not the product. Comirnaty is not available in the United States. Therefore, by law, you cannot force people to take this drug without informed consent and without animal trials to prove that it is safe. Mayor Demings, please look at me. You, sir, are in violation of the United States Constitution and the Nuremberg Code. You will be held accountable.
That's exactly right. You will be held accountable. That's how we do it, friends. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now listen, what was it? Not last Saturday, but it was the Saturday before that. We went out and we did an event out in Albert Lea, Minnesota. And we're going to introduce you to our guest, Lisa Hansen. And what I want you to understand is she's married to her high school sweetheart, okay? She's a mother to eight children. I didn't say three, four, or five. I said eight. She's the grandmother of nine, and she's got three on the way. And she is also a business owner, of which we are to speak, okay? This is what's important, because this grandmother, this wife, this mother, is one that took a stand against tyranny. I said she was a business owner, and keep in mind, that business owner stood when the beginning of this pandemic began to roll out. And this is what we want to talk about with our friend Lisa Hansen. So without further ado, welcome to the show. I appreciate you, Lisa. I'm Melissa. And with that said, first of all, your event that we did in Albert Lea, Minnesota, you had it packed from wall to wall, so you have a lot of support. And this is usually the voice of the people, and this is the voice that the mainstream media means to censor, of course. And so what they did is they wanted to go ahead and shut down during the beginning of the pandemic. What is it, 155,000 businesses, and 60% will never reopen again. And what's interesting, Lisa, is the fact that not one governor, not the federal government, not state governments, not a one of them had the constitutional authority to shut anybody down. But you being one of those businesses in Minnesota, what I'm going to do is, first of all, welcome to the show, and I'm going to go ahead and let you build your case for our listeners. So it's all yours, my friend.
Well, thank you, Bradley. Thanks so much for having us on. This is so important that this message gets out, that these stories of those that are doing what I'm doing get out. And here's why. So in December of 2020, we opened up against the governor's orders. And immediately I received an attack from the state. I received civil and criminal charges within just a very short amount of time. So they were coming down on us coming down on me really hard. You know, we're talking lawsuits, we're talking fines, we're talking loss of food and beverage license. Really interesting. I believe to this point I'm the only person, the only business owner in the state of Minnesota that has actually received criminal charges for opening up against the governor's order, against his unilateral and unlawful orders, right? So we have, this has been going on for months and months. It's very expensive. We have been fighting this at the court level. We have, I've learned the education I'm getting is amazing. And I'm actually very thankful for it because this is a gift. I was just saying to my husband the other day, this is a gift of truth that's been given to us, to me and to my husband, other individuals. And what are we going to do with that gift? It felt like a burden for so long, and it's heavy, and it is tough, and, you know, learning a lot here and a lot yet to learn. But this is truly a gift. We need to understand the truth of freedom and liberty. We need to understand the founding documents of our country. We need to understand what our rights are. If we don't understand what our rights are, we don't have any rights. So
that's right.
We took these guys to task. They took us to task, however you want to say it. We decided we weren't going to lay down, roll over, pay them their fines, shut down, you know, for a month or whatever the deal they happened to make with us. No, we said, no, what you're doing is wrong. What you're usurping authority. You have no authority to do what you're doing. And we're going to fight you on this because it is the right thing to do. My business is closed. It's been closed since February 9th of this year, 2021. And honestly, I don't think we'll ever open back up again.
Lisa, can I ask you really quick, how long were you in business prior to the beginning of the whole pandemic?
7.5 years.
Okay, 7.5 years, and then they came in at the beginning of the pandemic, and they shut you down. They threatened you with lawsuits. Now they're laying criminal charges on you for defying their unconstitutional orders. Now, I don't know that I've ever said this to you before, but I've said it on the radio 100 times, that we have federal judges that have stood up and told us that this is a violation of not only the 14th Amendment, but the 9th Amendment. They have no constitutional authority in shutting anybody's business down. We've seen what they did after they attacked the businesses. They basically corralled everybody into their corporate buddies' stores all across the country. Most people don't realize that billionaires on a global basis accumulated 27% more growth during the time of the pandemic. So they weren't going out of business. They were creating more business off the stupidity of the American people that didn't take the time to know the difference. Then going back, we've also had state Supreme Courts, Michigan, not once but twice, say what they're doing is unconstitutional. Even in California, we had state judges stand up and say it's unconstitutional. So I'm curious, knowing that there's so many people in the pocket concerning those that are willing to stand up and educate the people, because we understand that judges were appointed by God to preserve the rights of the people, to protect the people, because again, we understand that law condemns and it also justifies, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. So you're now in a position where you're having to defend yourself against those that can't make reference to the law. That's what you're telling us. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. The judicial system, you know, is so corrupt. I have no idea in getting into this. But what we've done is we've actually disqualified judges on actually all of our cases. They have refused to recuse themselves. We're disqualifying them on the basis of judicial violations against the code, judicial code of conduct. So we're And yet they come back to us. So what we've done is we've taken it to the district level. We then took it to the appellate court level and then the Minnesota Supreme Court level. And they're all apparently in cahoots together. The reason I was given at the Minnesota Supreme Court level, the reason I was given why they denied my request for disqualification of the judge is because I don't agree with the judge.
Yeah.
And no, they didn't address, they addressed none of our high-level issues. Of judicial misconduct, nothing.
Yeah, that's right. And that's, of course, and we talked a little bit about that. What they want to do is they want the public to think that you're out of your mind because the judge isn't agreeing with what your outcome is. Well, the fact of the matter is, my understanding, Lisa, is you're making reference to the law that actually exposes them for who they are. And that's what apparently they don't want the public to know. Is that true?
That is true. So they absolutely don't want the public to know. So there's been a denial of due process. We have so many issues. We have over 50 issues, statutory and constitutional issues, on the record, and I will be presenting those to the judge that we did try to disqualify tomorrow at the pretrial at Freeborn County Courthouse. I can go into so many things here, Bradley, and I don't know how long we've got or how much.
No, that's fine. We'll go another segment. This is important. But, Lisa, again, I just want to ask the question. I want it to be as obvious can be obvious. What law are they making reference to that you violated? Why are you going to court this up and coming week? What is it? What crime have you committed? I mean, it's my understanding that sin, which is transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, in Romans 3:20 comes to my aid by the law is the knowledge of sin. Well, they're not making a reference to law to expose your crime. So why is it that you're going to court in the first place? I mean, this is how senseless all of this is, friends. Do you have a logical answer for that? Because that's about as irrational as it gets, Lisa, really, sincerely.
It is completely irrational. Unfortunately, what we're running into is there's no rule of law anymore. They have charged me on Chapter 12. If you look up Chapter 12, it's all about emergency orders. It's all about emergency situation, right?
Yeah.
They charged me on that. But when you start digging down into that, Bradley, you realize that the governor has no authority over the people. He has authority with his executive orders to the executive branch directly. That executive branch then works with the different teams or established organizations that are there to handle those executive orders. For instance, if we had an issue, if there, you know, if our water, city water became toxic, you know, poisons were dumped into it or whatever, the governor could then make an executive order and send out a crew. Crew would come in and help the city, whoever was established to handle that situation, and then maybe set up a clean water place where you can go get clean water. Right? The governor, there's three branches of the government, and they don't intermingle.
Yeah. Check and balances, so, right?
Right. Exactly. So.
Yeah.
Where the state of Minnesota has taken us is they have duped probably the greater percentage of the population, thinking that these executive orders actually have authority over the people, and they do not.
Exactly.
And that is law.
That's right.
That is
if law. It's not congruent with the U.S. Constitution, it is nugatory, said Thomas Jefferson. It is null and void. And what they're operating off of right now, Lisa, and for the listeners, listen carefully, this is all administrative law. They're creating law out of thin air, which is policy, which undermines the U.S. Constitution, and the American people are catching on to this, and this is what they're afraid of. Folks, we have a business owner that has taken it to the state governor here and saying no to his tyrannical orders, Lisa Hansen, and we're going to take a hard break, and I'm going to come right back on the other side, and we're going to be talking to Lisa again just a little bit more about what's going on here, friends, because it applies to all of us, and don't think it doesn't, friends, because it does. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of them, and I will tell you there's plenty of them.
Hormel Foods CEO Jim Snee speaking there on CNBC. This is your Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost you a little bit more this year. A survey from the American Farm Bureau finding that the price of Thanksgiving dinner is up about 14% on average. Turkeys seeing the sharpest price increase, but according to Snee, there's plenty of turkeys available.
There's a story or a myth out there that there's a shortage of turkeys, and we are producing and have sold more turkeys this year than we have the last several years. So I think, you know, we encourage many of our consumers to buy early and buy often.
Daryl Brooks, a man accused of slamming into a Wisconsin parade crowd, is due in court today. Brooks will be charged with killing five adults, including three members of a dance team. USA Radio News. When it comes to traveling for Thanksgiving, it will cost you some more money than it did in years past. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As many Americans hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday over the next 24 hours, hooking up with the family this year is going to be more expensive. AAA is reporting a gallon of regular gas is going to be closer to $4 this year than the $2 paid last year. President Obama, economic advisor Stephen Ratner on MSNBC says more government spending is not going to help inflation that Americans must now endure.
We are running a higher inflationary economy at the moment, and so to add $150 billion to the deficit in each of the next 5 years is simply adding to the inflationary pressures on our economy.
Ahead of Thanksgiving, the President and First Lady Jill Biden are taking part in a service project at the D.C. Central Kitchen to help assist in preparing thousands of meals. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're going to hold Lisa Hansen over, business owner in Minnesota that's dealing with the tyrant Tim Walz, who is incognito. This guy's in hiding, friends. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. By the way, Lisa, I want to throw this at you really quick. Did you know that when he came out trying to, you know, play the salesman on the behalf of Big Pharma, did you know that there's 5.9 million people in the state? You know how many people went to the video to watch it? Just to show you the support that he has outside of the mainstream media? 1,000 people. Just think about that, friends. There's 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota. He gets up, gives his little spiel, and it shows you the support that he does have. 1,000 people went to watch the video. Now, we're not even saying that all of those people that went to view the video were in support of him. But it shows you how the mainstream media is trying to browbeat the majority into submission, into believing, they want you to believe that the minority is the majority, when in fact the opposite is true. And I can tell you, the event that we just did last week in Albert Lea, Minnesota, the week before last, with Lisa Hansen, our guest, it was packed wall to wall, friends. She has the support of the people because the people are in favor of the law that keeps us free. And we need to get back to that law, because if we refuse to obey the law, then guess what? We're going to submit ourselves to tyrants. And what was it, John Locke, that said, where the law ends, tyranny begins? Well, we're just magnifying the law that exposes these tyrants for who they are. So let's get back to Lisa Hansen. Lisa Hansen is going to court sometime this week, and she has to face these faked, conjured up charges concerning laws they're not making references to, that she has to answer for. I don't know how one does that, but again, this is how tyrants do what they do. They can get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to worry about giving you the right answer. So what say you, Lisa?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So let's talk a little bit about that. The criminal charges, there's 9 criminal counts against me, and we're going to the pretrial is tomorrow, Wednesday, at 3:30 p.m. And I'd like to invite any of your listeners, viewers that are in the area or can make it into Albert Lea. Please be there. We need your support. That's Freeborn County Courthouse, 3:30 p.m., Wednesday, November 24th. So what we're looking at is we've got this prosecuting attorney. I just want to tell you a couple things about what's going on with the prosecuting attorney. Kelly Dawn Martinez, she's a city attorney. She has actually taken on the criminal charges to prosecute me. And the interesting thing is, as we started digging in and learning and uncovering things, number one, one of the issues that we have is Kelly Dawn Martinez, prosecuting attorney for the city, holds no oath of public office.
Oh.
She has no, in fact, we asked her for that, and she said that it doesn't exist. However, when we look at Minnesota Constitution, Article 5, Section 6, and Minnesota Statute, Section 358.05, she has to have an oath. She serves in a public capacity. She is a public officer that is working for the city. She has no oath on file by her own admission. So number one, why is she even acting as a city attorney? Number one, right?
Yep, yep.
Number two is there's no claim of realized or particularized injury by any man or woman. Now, we know that when there's a criminal charge, there has to be somebody, a man or woman, that has been injured. There's no man or woman that I have injured. I haven't injured anybody. And we have brought this up in our documents, and these are all on the record for months and months now. Nobody's answered anything. She
yep.
does not answer our bill of particulars. Here's another really good one, Bradley. There is no legal lawful authority for a city prosecutor to prosecute violations of executive orders in the name of the state government against any one of the people.
Huh.
There's no authority for that.
Yeah.
She literally cannot do that legally. That's statute 484.87 subdivision 3, by the way.
Okay.
So can I
lay this as a premise under what you're saying right now just to reinforce this? When you look at the oath that is sworn, this is constitutional, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8. That applies to the president, but it also applies to, in Article 2, Section 3 as well, that they are to faithfully execute the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Now, the problem they're having, what you're telling me with state statute as well, is the fact that there is no law that they're actually upholding. They're not even referencing law. And now going over to the oath concerning Mrs. Martinez here, she feels that she's above the law, that she doesn't have to swear an oath, and we can see she's doing just that. She's not upholding the laws. She's, in fact, tearing them down. But what begs the question is where are the others that are to hold her accountable as well to that oath? All enemies, both foreign and domestic. I'm curious, where does that fall into play?
Yeah, yeah. When does it? And so there is no accountability. Where's the accountability?
Huh. Exactly. Us.
Yeah.
We the people. So. And have you
exactly.
faced off with her before, Lisa?
Yes. Yeah. Just
in court.
At a arraignment hearing. Yes.
Okay. And was this brought up in this arraignment where she's not even anywhere? Any documentation to be found that she swore an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution? And if not, then how is it that she's sitting there in the first place?
Right. So during that hearing, it was not known to us yet that she did not hold an oath. But I did ask for oaths. I did ask for oaths for all persons involved that serve in official capacity. I never got those oaths. Down the road, then fast forward a little bit, then we started looking into this, and we have found that she doesn't even hold an oath of office.
Interesting.
It's not there. It doesn't exist. So, here's what's happening for tomorrow. What came down yesterday morning at about 10:30 a.m. is Ms. Martinez actually filed onto the court record. It's called a motions of limine. So I'm just learning about this. This is something that we're looking at. Well, what this basically does, what they want to do is they want to shut down our defense. So I have
right.
let me back up and just say this. On the record, I
mm-hmm.
have 53 issues, statutory and constitutional issues, on the record that have not been heard and they've not been addressed. No response to any of them. So We just recently shared another document on the record saying, again, hey, for the pretrial, we're going to be going over all this stuff. You guys have a lot of answers that you need to provide for us. There's a lot of issues here. There's no way we can go to a jury trial with 53 issues on the record. So what happened yesterday morning at about 10:30 a.m. is Ms. Martinez filed a document called the Motions of Limine, right?
Yep.
And in this document, listen to this, number 7. What they want to do is they want to prohibit the defense, which is me, from inquiring, offering evidence,
yep,
or commenting upon in the presence of the jury, yep, or prospective jurors the constitutionality of, listen to this, A, searches conducted in the case, B, the manner in which statements were taken from the defendant in this case, C, the arrest of the defendant in this case, which was all bogus, D, Governor Walz's executive orders pursuant to Minnesota Statute 1231 through 1239, and E, jurisdiction and subject matter jurisdiction of the court. We didn't even get into the jurisdiction and subject matter jurisdiction, but this is all over my documents. It is, it's peppered throughout my documents because there is issues with the jurisdiction.
Yeah.
There's issues. There are so many issues,
yeah,
and they're trying to take,
yeah,
my defense from me.
Yeah, they're trying to bully you. Yeah, they're just simply trying to bully you into submission through the use of fear and misinformation. And of course, what she just did is she just got done telling on herself to the court what she's afraid of, that she's going to be called out for what she's doing. But when you get to a jury trial, I mean, how is it that you're going to have 12 jurors sit there and you're not going to want them to hear everything that you have to say? Because that's exactly what I'd go for. And they have the roles completely backwards. It's the juror that have the authority. The judge is merely supposed to discover and apply law, not to play the activist or show bias in court in any sense of the word. I'm curious. I'm very curious as to how that's going to go. But I am telling you right now, Lisa, you hold your ground. You hold your feet on that rock because it's the safest place to be, because they're the ones that are, in fact, now starting to squirm, and this is a good place for them to be. Amen. How about I got you for three more minutes. How about some good things that have come out of this?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Let's talk about some good things that have come out of this. Well, like I mentioned earlier, I was not aware. I was not informed. Hadn't done my study and my research on liberties, on freedoms, constitution, common law. And what a beautiful thing it has been to understand and discover what common law is, understand, getting a better understanding of our constitution. How about relationships? We have so much support in the area, outside of the area. We have had amazing support. Just the fact that you were speaking at our event a couple weekends ago. We also had Stu Peters there. We had a lineup of great, you guys were the keynote speakers. Just the fact that, you would come to Albert Lea to speak and share and whatever, it was fantastic. You guys, mm-hmm, did an awesome job. So there's been so many things that are coming out of this. And this is not going to stop with, like I've always said from the very beginning, this was never just about the interchange and me. This has always been about our children, our grandchildren, our, mm-hmm, liberties and freedoms, future generations, right? We have got to get involved. I get it. No one's come knocking at your door yet. I'm talking to your listening, maybe some of your listening audience, whoever will listen. Maybe someone's not come knocking at your door, but I guarantee you they will. Look what's happening in, yep, countries around the world. Do you think that's not coming here to the United States of America? It absolutely is. It is time. It's time to set aside everything that you wanted to do. It's time to sacrifice, get involved, find meetings to go to, go to your school board, go to your city council meetings, go to all those meetings. Start holding these people accountable. Start learning the law. Start learning common law, statutory law, because we've had to get into that as well. But really, focus on Constitution, Declaration of Independence, focus on common law. Understand what God has given us, this gift. Our freedom and liberty. So,
amen. Lisa, really quick, I got 10 seconds. Where do people go to show support tomorrow? Where are you going to be at?
We're going to be at 411 South Broadway Avenue, Freeborn County Courthouse, 3:30 p.m. Show up, be there. We want to pack the courtroom.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much. I totally appreciate you, my friend, and we will talk to you soon, Lisa. Folks, again, this is going to apply to all of us, and here's the bottom line.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to the top left side of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, friends, if you want to call in, now is the time to do it. Wanted to show you some things because this is exactly what's going to happen if the American people don't rise to the level of expectation. The world is waiting for you to take your place. And in the meantime, this is what's happening in Australia. And I'm going to show you the fruit of this right after this tyrant. I mean, look at me, folks. I want you to pay attention to the arrogance. This guy is off the rails. This is exactly why we did yesterday's show. Because what this guy is doing is he is getting kickback. When I say, let their cruelty swell our ranks, this guy, along with the German dictators and the French dictators, and over in Israel, and over in Belgium, and in the UK, you're playing a dangerous game. You're playing a dangerous game. That's all I'm telling you. And I'm going to show you on the other side of this little piece given by this dictator wannabe, who again is off the rails. I'm going to show you the response that he's getting in his particular country. Check this out.
You are anti-mandate. You are absolutely anti-vax.
Look at this guy.
Personal vaccination status.
Look at this guy.
If you support...
This is a pretended authority.
Comfort to support anybody who argues against the vaccine. You are an anti-vaxxer. Absolutely. Your personal vaccination status is utterly irrelevant. If you campaign against the mandate, if you campaign against people being vaccinated in vulnerable settings, teachers in classrooms, I'll be really clear. At that point in time, people were actually supporting the idea of a teacher being unvaccinated in a remote community classroom. With kids who cannot be
vaccinated. Look at this clown, folks.
I reject that.
But it's not a joke.
And if you are out there in any way, shape, or form campaigning against this mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax. If you say pro-persuasion, stuff it. Shove it. We are absolutely going to make sure as many Territorians as possible are vaccinated. That is our best protection against this thing. And if you look at the Doherty modeling that's only come out since, that says if you double dose 80 in remote communities, 5 and up, I think you'll see our vaccine mandate is absolutely crucial to protecting lives, particularly Aboriginal lives. And I will never back away from supporting vaccines. And anyone out there who comes
for
the mandate,
shows you who he works for,
you
friends.
Are anti-vax. You are anti-mandate.
Can you make that up, friends? I mean, seriously, can you make that up? Now, what you want to see, this isn't what he wants to see, but again, I want you to see, who he's working for, and it's clearly not the people in Australia. Now, I'm not going to show you this whole video, but what I am going to show you is guys like this, the response that they get from people that he's supposed to serve that he's not serving. This is a recipe for disaster. This, in other words, for us, this is beautiful. Let him keep going on with his bad self, friends, because what he's doing is provoking a response, and he's getting a response, but it's not a response that he wants. Okay, this is this video is 4 minutes and 7 seconds. I'm not going to play the whole video, but I want to show you the response that this dictator wannabe is bringing upon himself. Okay, look at this. I'm not going to play any audio. It is showing millions of Australians marching for their freedoms. 500,000 plus in Melbourne alone. Okay? In Sydney, 300,000 plus. This is the voice the mainstream media means to withhold from you. 250,000 plus in Perth. Okay? Brisbane, 150,000 plus. They want you to believe everybody's just going along with it. 100,000 in Adelaide, okay? All in Australia, 100,000. 30,000 plus in Cairns, okay? They want you to believe that everybody's just rolling over, taking it. Sydney, Australia, friends. The streets are saturated with people standing up against the likes of these tyrants. They're playing a dangerous game. I'm not condoning, friends, what may happen to them, but I'm also not taking it away from them neither, because the rule of law must reign, that people may remain free. Now, I'm thinking, as a matter of fact, of Thomas Jefferson right now, and he was the one that said, I'm going to pull it up really quick, I'm going to give you the whole quote, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure." These people in Australia seem to understand more than that of the American people, to their shame. Because when the American people take their rightful place, this is all going to stop on a global basis. Now look again, friends. The mainstream media wants you to believe that everybody's in favor of what's going on. For the record, if you don't mind, I'm going to do my best to get this in here while I can. But we have some brand new information coming down from one of our friends over at Ron Paul's place, who had just brought to the light, friends, that their narrative is falling apart. I've said this for months, friends. Here, listen to me. I'm a discerner, okay? You can go ahead and try to put something in front of my face or something in front of my ear. I get it, discernment from my heart. It's called the gifts of discerning of spirits, 1 Corinthians 12. It's biblical, Christians. The Holy Ghost is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, because that is our Lord, and He promised to give unto us the Holy Ghost. It's the promise of the Father, which is found in the book of Acts. I knew this coming down. Folks, this little lane they're trying to put us in right now, that their narrative was falling apart 3 months after they began it. I'm sorry, 3 months after it began. Forgive me again. I'm imperfect today in so many different ways. But I want you to hear what's happening, because they're getting nervous now. The NIH is getting nervous, because now what they're doing is they're starting to threaten people. The NIH director calls for anyone who spreads COVID misinformation, in other words, an expose on the lies that they're propagating and promulgating, he wants them to be brought to justice. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Either you bring them to justice, or else you are going to be dealt with in an unlawful manner. Let me put it that way. You will be forced into slavery of some form to a greater degree than what you already are. Let's see what the co-host for Ron Paul has to say.
This is an interview at the Washington Post, so A, you're guaranteed there's no pushback from the Post, no matter what he says. But let's put up that next clip. Here's just a couple of things, and this gives you a real insight into what Collins is all about. Truth is supposed to be truth, he said, and the fact that your truth would be so heavily modified by your social circle or where you get your news tells you we're in real trouble. I only read the sources that are in bed with the government. And he worries about a society where somebody's Facebook post carries as much weight as a statement from the director of the CDC. So
this may just be the sign of desperation, that they're losing the intellectual argument.
Yeah. They've lost the intellectual argument since day one. Again, consider the source, friends. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Friends, it is for us, the American people, to put this to a stop. Because if the American people don't put it to stop, one question I have for you. Who's going to do it? Our guest Lisa Hansen, who is under attack by the criminal governor and the criminal attorney general in the state of Minnesota, the grandmother, the mother, and the wife, this little woman seems to have more internal fortitude than most men in the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of men across this country. And she got it right when she said, this is no longer about us. This is about our children. This is about our grandchildren. You better bet your bottom dollar that this is what it's all about. And let me ask you something, friends. Yes, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes that money answereth all matters. But you know what? The fact of the matter is, since when did money rule our freedoms here? Well, you can say, well, Bradley, that's been going on for a long time. I know it's because the people have allowed those with wealth to rule the roost, when in fact we're ruled by law. We're no more ruled by the money, friends, than we are ruled by administrative law or are ruled by the tyrants. The only time that they can rule, or any one of those facets that I just highlighted, is when the people bend a knee to them. Okay, so what we need to do is, if we truly fear God, then we must do His biddings. We have a huge opportunity right now, friends, to right the wrongs. We have a huge opportunity to prove the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations, and it is Him and Him alone that said, prove me now in this. He's the one that said, call unto me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. There is, without a shadow of a doubt, going to be a warfare. Now, I want to say this in ending. When you look at Ephesians 6, and you start in chapter 6, verse 12, it starts to talk about the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, again, the shield of faith, and the list goes on. Notice, Christians, that's all on the front. You're supposed to be on the offensive, not the defenses. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Let's get this right.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.